And do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Kimberly Burton. Allison Bonanno.
Joseph Crapo.
Deborah Earl.
Okay, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board of Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and, if applicable, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by the Board of Council majority vote. Can I get an approval of the minutes for August 11th, 2026?
No.
No.
There's a, apparently, you're my sister now.
Oh, I did
now.
See that we're
and I thought I changed it.
We are sisters from another mother.
I did change it.
I did see that. Other than the typo.
Yeah. Okay, other than the typo, approved.
Okay.
I was not.
No, you're not. And she wasn't either, so it's just the two of us. Okay. Okay, let's see. Approval of the agenda for August 25th, 2026. Hold, combine, or delete any items. We're going to hear it as stated in the agenda. Informational items. Announcements of upcoming county or community meetings and events.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Michelle Barrett. I am the liaison for Commissioner Angel Becker here for District C. If you didn't see this fabulous newsletter on your way in, grab a copy on the way out. It's all the news that's fit to print. Things that are most noteworthy are our market is back on this Friday. Come on out. It's going to be a pet fair and resource.
How cute.
Maybe not for chickens, but you know what? We can bring dogs and things like that.
You got little chicken bags. My kids carry the chickens in.
Well, there we go. You can bring your chicken if you'd like. So we will be in the parking lot here, but then there will also be like a resource fair in here for different things for the health and well-being of your animals, and that's from 4 to 8. We have a new farmer. We're very excited, so we're going to have lots of produce and other things available this Friday, so come on out, food trucks, you know what, you had a long week, come out, have dinner here, pick up a few things for the weekend, and enjoy. So 4 to 8, and these are on Fridays, on the second and fourth Friday of every month. So this is the last Friday of this month, so the 28th, and then we'll be back again on, I believe it's the 11th. And then the 25th is gonna be our 1 year birthday, so come out for the birthday party.
Awesome.
If you have any other questions or anything, please let me know. Thank you.
Okay. All right. When I did the roll call, I apologize. We did us, but we didn't do you guys. Did you do the roll call?
Myself,
okay.
So.
And
Jolene Icewell, Comprehensive Planning.
Comprehensive Planning, perfect. Okay. First item on the agenda, VS 360471, vacate an abandoned easement of interest to Clark County located between Craig Road and Florian Avenue and Chieftain Street and Fort Apache within Lone Mountain.
Good afternoon, Town Board members. My name is Susan Florian from Tammy Engineering, 63 South Jones Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant. We are just asking to vacate a 30-foot BLM easement on site. And that's basically it. And okay. It's just a cleanup item. We did miss this in the first application. It wasn't on the deed. So now we got the new deed, and it's just cleaning it up.
Okay. Board, do you have any questions for the applicant? Okay, I'm going to open it up to the public, and we'll bring it back up. If anyone has any questions or concerns specifically about this agenda item, please come up to the speaker's podium, state your name, spell your last name for the record. Come on up.
Hi,
Frank Como. I live at 4034 Mount Eagle Circle. My property is just south of this location.
Okay.
I was just trying to get more clarification. It's my understanding that the road, what should have been a road all the way through Helena, is going to be cut closed.
So because we're on a grid system,
right?
And they have to have patent easements for whatever they might need, whether it's electrical or what have you. But when you have a larger parcel and they don't need to cut through that road, and it's going to be assumed into the neighborhood or to the, then it just becomes part of the acreage, if you might want to say.
Okay, so eventually homes will be built there rather than a street going through.
Correct.
Okay, that's all what I was just wanted to have clarification.
Yes.
The car does not get flooded.
It doesn't, no.
Thank you for your
You're
time.
Welcome, you're welcome. Anyone else have any questions, concerns? Okay, I'll bring the applicant back up. Do you have any questions for the applicant? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a proposal to approve VS-260471, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County, located between Craig Road and Florian Avenue and Chieftain Street and Fort Apache within Lone Mountain.
Aye.
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 Okay, it's approved.
Thank you. Have
you.
A good night.
You too.
Bye.
All righty. So, that was a quickie. All right, next item and our last item. WS-260482, Thompson Russell E. Jr. and Lauren Bethany Sanders. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduce setback. Two, allow modified driveway geometrics in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.46 acres in an RS-20 zone within the RMP overlay. Generally located west of Conquistador Street and south of Wittig within Lone Mountain.
Good evening, how are you doing? My name is Jameson Theodore. I reside just down the street, 4960 North Riley Street. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Russell Thompson.
Okay, can you spell your last name for us?
T-H-E-O-D-O-R-E.
Okay. Do you have any visuals for us?
I do. So the first one,
if you can flip it, see how. Oh, one more time. And there you go.
Okay, so this first visual is just an area in his backyard. The builder, Pinnacle Homes, did offer an RV garage product, but it was just frankly too small for him. So when they bought the property, the idea has always been to build this garage. This is where it would go on the north side of the the northwest side of the backyard. This is the second one where you can see it from where it would be on the front side. Part of the application is to add a driveway that there's rules in that you can't have. This is the existing paver driveway that Pinnacle Homes put in. And this is a picture of where he would just make his RV driveway. He doesn't want to drive on rocks.
Mm-hmm.
We would just match the existing pavers, match the existing color. It's just a Las Vegas paver made here locally.
So let me ask you, the other homes, because RV garages were an option for this neighborhood, the other homes that have RV garages, do they have a second separate driveway?
So some of them do, and we haven't got into detail to see if those are actually like allowed to be there, approved or not. There's some with two strips of concrete. Mm-hmm. There's some with full paper, full concrete. He actually wanted to do concrete, but I just told him, you know, aesthetically it would look better to match the existing papers. But there are some around there. There are some allowed in those. So people do have RVs just like he does behind the gate, and they just drive through the rock.
Okay.
The next picture is of the structure that he's asking to build. And he's asking to reduce the north setback to his neighbor to the north.
And is that is the neighbor to the north, is that his backyard or side yard?
It's his side yard. It's the only neighbor that the structure would back up to where there'd be a reduced setback.
And that would be 2 feet instead of 5 feet?
Correct.
On his side yard?
Yes, correct.
And what is the reason for that? Because of the width of the RV that he wants to park in?
Essentially. So the problem really lies in if they do a 6-foot setback,
it's 5 foot.
Yeah, on the side.
Excuse me, if they do a 5-foot setback? Sorry, my office gave me a lot of papers.
It's okay, we like visuals.
So this would be the paver driveway that he's asking to put in.
Okay.
Excuse me, this would actually be concrete, it's behind the gate.
So there'd be a concrete skirt behind the gate?
Correct, yeah, pavers would be in the front just to match, to make it aesthetically look nicer. The reduced setback allows the RV to be pulled in. If we use the, my waiver standard says 6 feet. Everything I've built up here has been 5, so I'm not sure why it says 6, but.
Can you put it a little bit towards this way so I can see the?
I can just pull back towards you.
No.
Towards me?
Yeah.
Great, the fold up, yeah.
There you go.
I just want to see how far it is from the.
From the house?
Yeah, where's the?
Yeah, so the existing house is here, the structure is 12 feet away, 12 foot 8 inches to be exact. This is the north, this is the west. But basically reducing the setback allows him to back his RV into the garage. If we push it over the extra footage, he doesn't have a big RV, he has kind of like a standard RV, a little over 8 feet. It just becomes very hard on the turn. We painted it out, we've drawn it out. And so anyway, that's the reason for the request. He's talked to the neighbor to the north. He said he was okay with the structure. You can't really see much from the north. If you're in any of those backyards where, if you're in a neighboring backyard of any of those homes where Pinnacle built a garage or anyone else has, you really just see similar structure like you see on the house, but obviously it's closer.
What's the total depth of the structure?
50.
50 feet?
Yeah. We recommend that to everybody because a typical Class A is 40 feet, so it's a little bit to walk on the front.
How far from the back of the garage to the back fence?
To the left.
Seven inches.
Okay.
And there's a retaining wall back here.
Yeah, we saw it in the first picture.
So there's the existing retaining wall is here. It has to get removed and pushed back.
And what is on the other side of the neighbor's fence right there to the north? Is that their driveway or what is that?
No, it's just backyard.
Backyard.
I didn't peek over the way.
I just meant like, is it the house or is it backyard? Like what's over there?
Yeah, the setbacks over there, I mean, I believe the side setbacks are between 15 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 10 on the south and 18 on the north, so the neighbor's house is, it's close enough, but he can't build a structure there, it's too close.
Okay.
2 foot seems,
can
you ask questions?
Yes.
Okay. 2 feet seems really small. I mean, can you get back there? What if you have to repaint it? What if you have to?
Yeah, no, there's, so structurally or with the building department, they require a firewall to be built here just because it's so close to the wall. And if fire was an issue, let me back up. This structure has to be sprinkler anyways.
Uh-huh.
Any garage or casino down in the backyards have to be sprinklered with a minimum of a 2-inch supply line from the water meter. But then this wall here actually has to have an additional fire protection just because it's so close to the wall. Anytime the setback's reduced from 5 to anything, we build a firewall and we're required.
Okay. So there's going to be another wall?
This is the PL. This is the existing CMU wall.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the space we're asking to reduce. But yeah, there's an existing masonry wall.
So you have to change that wall to a firewall?
No,
it's the building.
The
structure itself.
Oh, the structure.
The wall of the
it will be a firewall.
And essentially, just imagine how you sheetrock inside your house.
Yeah.
You double sheetrock it.
I appreciate it.
So,
I don't think we've had anything this close and this has come up.
Yeah. I've done one other up here at 3 feet, but I haven't done one at 2 feet. So we talked to the structural engineer both about the wall structure, And the idea is actually when we pour the foundation, it would be formed out here, so this would just all get flattened out with concrete, and then it has pitch for the water drainage.
Are you planning on removing the CMU wall or then replacing it, or?
No, it would stay there. The engineer, when we dug down, they asked us to verify the footing size, just to make sure the builder put in the correct footing size, but it doesn't affect the structure or the CMU.
Is there a letter in here from the neighbor?
I do not have a letter from the neighbor. Russell Thompson has one. I can bring it to the big meeting. But the girls, I have one in my office. It's not on my staff.
So just out of curiosity, what are the sizes of the RV garages that were offered when Toll Brothers made these? Pinnacle?
Yeah, I believe the largest were 20 by 25.
Okay.
So they can call
so
them
just
RV
not,
garage,
not an RV garage.
It's like a boat garage.
Yeah.
Most of the ones we built, the smallest ones we built up here have been 40, and we built them as large as 95. But like I said, a Class A is what we recommend people to build around for resale value, which is 50. Or Class A is 40 feet, so we always recommend.
It has enough room in it so you can like work on your stuff and
get around it.
And then I do have some pictures of the structure itself. Just so you can see here the renderings.
And it'll be the same stucco as the house?
Yeah, it'll match exactly.
Same roof tile.
Okay. The only thing that would be different would be the eave overhang.
And what's the total height?
The total height is smaller than the house. It's 21.
Okay. Just double checking on that.
So 21 shows you above finished floor 2.
Okay.
And then the only thing that the neighbor asked that there'd be no windows facing his property, so there's no windows there. The windows itself for the structure are facing the back.
I guess my question is, if it's only 2 feet, how do you get between the neighbor's wall and the RV garage to like repair any sort of stucco or?
Well, yeah, so.
Has to be repainted or?
Yeah, so, the product we use, it's an Omega product, so there's actually no paint. We mix the colorant and the stucco, because that was one of our concerns just building it. So when it gets stucco to put in there, the stucco company came out, so they had enough room to work. And in theory, there shouldn't be anything to repair because there's not, you can't really get back there, so there shouldn't be anything getting in. And then the other thing, typically when we repair masonry walls, it's when people plant trees too close to walls. And there's no trees in this planter here, and then obviously there's no trees here, and there's no planted trees along here, and then on the neighbor's wall, there's no trees within 10.
Can you move the top picture again? How far is the house, the edge of the house,
it's
to the north wall?
To the north
18
wall?
18 feet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 18 feet from the property line to the edge.
And how wide is the RV?
Typical RV is 18. I have a picture.
So in essence, right, let's say you have 2 feet from the north wall, a foot, I'm being generous, of the wall, right? That takes off 3 feet. And it's 18 feet, that's 15 feet, and the RV is how wide, 12?
They're typically eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
So,
but how long is it?
I don't know the length of this current RV.
Is
the
it?
The plan was, what he said was he was going to upgrade with fifth wheel.
Is that a toy hauler?
We didn't dismiss that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if you have an 8-foot wide RV,
right,
and you have 5 feet on your side of it to back the thing in.
I drive horse trailer every day. You do not need 5 feet on either side. I need like 8 inches.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying that one of his concerns is if you abide by the 5-foot setback, you're saying he can't back it in, or
yeah,
it's just a little more difficult.
It's a lot more difficult. Because you have this So the structure's here, right? So when you have the 2-foot setback, the minimum requirement for shear design is typically 2.6. So the actual door edge is at 4.6 off the PO. So if we were to build with a 5-foot setback and we have that minimum shear requirement from the structural engineer, then it puts it at 7.6.
Okay, so I have a question for Jolene. So we've got it on the side, it's supposed to be 5 feet, and on the back, is it supposed to be 10, not 7?
If it's a residential on the back, it's 5, it's street, it's 10.
Okay.
The back setback's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you have any more questions? You want to hear the folks again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to open it up to the public. We'll bring you back up.
Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. You can just leave that there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you can take it too. Right?
Well, I mean, if we have questions, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Bridget Salvi, yep. 7030 North Conquistador Street. I'm one of the neighbors just a little bit to the south. I understand the pivot of having to jockey a vehicle on such a narrow pivot for backing in. It's not quite the same for a horse trailer, it is. My concern is we're getting so much hardscape that we're just constantly battling this heat dome and the radiant heat everywhere. The 2-foot maintenance hit me too as a question mark. I have elastomeric on my house, and I'm stuccoed, and it's been 20 years, and I'm now looking at having to go through and, you know, do the maintenance on it. 20 years on elastomeric finish with rollered surface. Now, spray painted is awesome, but it's gonna have to get maintenance. So regardless of what he's gonna mix in and how the product, if it's an elastomeric type, it's still gonna need maintenance at some point. 2 feet's gonna make it impossible to reach. It's too bad that the neighbor didn't have that he didn't have a letter here for the neighbor. My concern, the neighbor to the north has an accessory structure or some kind of cover, but it's set further in off the wall, so it's further north off that property line. The other question that was in the justification letter that I read online was that, if I can move this image. Mm-hmm. Gray surface, which is the drive area. One of the comments on the justification letter was that they want to multi-purpose that as a basketball. That's why they want to do concrete on that portion and possibly pickleball use. So they're going to multi-use the recreational aspect of it. I think about privacy for the neighbor. I'm not sure if it's a dog run on the north side of that property wall, because that's, they've got a garage right there on the north side and then part of the house. But you can't quite see from the overhead if that's a dog run or what cover or something there. But so that kind of, again, I go to hardscape. We're constantly battling the heat dome effect.
Right.
The 2 feet is really a concern. It's a tricky one, because you've got to have that pivot of a vehicle, especially if it's a fifth wheel. So this is difficult for you guys. The other concept that I'd be curious about is, instead of having a standard pitch roof, gable roof, have it be more of a flat angle roof, where it has a different kind of effect. I'm not sure if that would function for this. I'm not sure if that's something they've even thought about, because they're just thinking about the existing house. There's a few concerns. The 2 feet is the big one. So I'm not sure what to do, but if anything, condition that drive to not be used as a multi-use for recreational. And that's kind of tough, because it's just written in the justification. It's not actually part of the permit. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Did you guys want?
We thought we were going to the speakers tonight, but is that okay? We can do our presentation even though we're not on the list? I thought we were.
Oh, no. Okay, so you're not here for this agenda.
No.
So so what happens is after we take our vote and decide on this, when it's general comments by the public, then you guys can get up and speak.
I think they've got it.
I think we must be on somebody else's calendar because I thought we have two calendar dates. This one is September 15th, and September 15th is the one over downtown.
Okay.
But then they changed our stuff and repurposed it into another thing. I think that must have canceled this one, but they didn't tell me.
Okay, well we'll address that when we're done with this.
Yeah,
that's okay. All right, applicant, why don't you come back up? Okay, questions? No? Questions?
I'll just make a comment.
Yes, let's listen to concerns.
So my concern is, even with the neighbor saying that they're okay with it, my concern is that I've got a friend who, he was being nice to his neighbor and trying to be neighborly, and he let him build really close to his property line, a two-story thing, structure addition, and with an apartment on top, and then 6 months after he finished it, he sold his house and he moved out.
Of course.
And now he's got different neighbors, different, use it differently than what he had hoped it was going to be used for, and a lot of regret. I am not a fan of the 2 foot setback.
I understand that. Do you have any questions, concerns?
I mean, my concern is the 2 foot setback. And
yeah.
I too am with you that although it is annoying, you can definitely jockey that RV, especially the one in the picture, over into the garage. Now, if he's getting a fifth wheel, you know, that's a different story because if he's getting a fifth wheel toy hauler, that's like 20, 25 feet in length. That's going to be a different story. So I understand the concern where it's a lot easier just to drive straight back. So it's kind of, you know, it makes me sad, but, you know, I also don't want to continue to set precedent and the maintenance is an issue.
Yeah.
So, like, I can see it from both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know you've got a few more feet. You could push it back to meet with the 5 foot setback. Pushing it back, would that make the angle better? Say you push it back a few feet to get your 5 foot setback from the back wall. Does that mathematically work out that maybe you can move it to 4 feet or 5 feet?
Yeah, that's that just becomes a dollar issue. I'll just show you.
Well, he's going to have to remove the retaining wall anyway.
Yeah.
The existing retainer, the engineers, so he hasn't paid for the engineering yet. My engineers just reviewed it. And the height of the earth that has to be retained, they were just telling us they probably need a minimum of 7 feet of the footing. That's why we did it at that.
So you've got to have at least 7 feet is what you're saying.
Yeah, they said it can be reduced, but then everything would have to be upgraded, rebar, concrete thickness.
Mm-hmm.
It just turns into a money issue.
Okay, well, for me, it comes down to, again, you know, we get a lot of them, the self-imposed hardships. It's a balancing act that we find ourselves addressing. But precedent is a big thing. Like you've talked about, Joe, that's happened how many times over and over again, right? Okay. Would anyone like to make a proposal?
Do you want to try item number two and vote on them all together?
We can certainly do that. I don't know if there's any questions. Do you have any questions specifically about that? Because he did address it.
Allowing a second driveway was the.
Yeah, if I could just address the heat of concern, that's one option that we gave him, planting. We actually recommended 6 trees for the length there. So we did talk to him about that. We can plant root barrier next to the paver so the roots don't grow into it. So it's something we've talked about. So if that might be a requirement to do that, that's not. And then I just wanted to address two other things. One, the roof line and the look. We're just trying to match the house to make it look like it belonged there. there are homes up there with flat or angled roofs, but in this case, it just wouldn't, it just aesthetically doesn't match.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is, it has a 16-foot plate, so he could never turn it into like a apartment or anything. There's not enough space to do it legally, so I just want to ask that.
Okay. Do you have any questions about the driveway?
Well, I think staff recommended approval on those. I have no
okay. I would condition it, though, to be strips. Was that the plan, was to do strips, or you wanted a whole driveway with the pavers?
No, he was just trying to do a whole driveway with the pavers. I was just saying we've seen strips.
Okay.
So the only problem that we run into with strips is the pavers are so close, we do a lot of repairs on
yeah.
them. That, you know, when their tires come off.
Yeah.
It moves the them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. But I do think pavers are a better option than concrete because you can always take the pavers away. It's easier to than busting up a concrete
yeah.
driveway.
We recommend up here in the Northwest, where it's expensive soil, everyone does pavers so that if there ever is any uplift, it can be repaired.
Yeah.
Looks
and
like
I think the drainage is better.
It looks like the neighbor on the north side is,
yeah.
they have a de facto driveway there anyway that's, they drive
Chat
on.
And
yeah,
gravel
just,
or something.
Yeah, it's just normal landscaping rock that they've driven over enough to flatten it down.
Okay. Joe?
All right. I move for WS 260482 Thompson Russell, you do that, and Sanders, Warren, Bethany. Approval of, let's see, deny number one, reduce the interior side setback to 2 feet, for 5 foot is the minimum required, and approval of 2A and 2B.
Aye.
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 Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. General business. Is there any general business? Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the Board of Council's jurisdiction will be held. Notice for discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the Board of Council by majority vote. Are there any comments by the general public? Oh, go ahead, yes.
hurry.
Okay, so Bridget Salvi, 7030 North Country Store Street. Two comments, general public. Thursday, John Salvi gave a presentation that our liaison was part of. I was hoping some of the council here was there. And it had multiple things, I guess, on the agenda. One of them was a discussion about the 208 project. That's it's a 10-year, every 10 years, the county has to comply with the EPA and rewrite their plan, the 208 plan. It has to do with clean water. And you missed a good presentation, so I would encourage you to look at the minutes, if there's any recordings on that, and to inquire further from Clark County Water Reclamation. No. Yes, Clark County Water Reclamation or the district. The other item that's just something of the RAAC that's been brought up by our Commissioner Mary McPatrick was that if we see parcels in our District C and District B that are available for possible purchase by the county to use as equestrian facilities, something that maybe is smaller and not as grandiose as what is up at the North, at the Long Mountain facility, but something of smaller acreage that is just looks like a good fit. To keep your eyes open as board members and to feed that information.
So what type of acreage? Because
she wants to do a 4-H program again, an equestrian 4-H program. So she's looking for a barn facility.
Place?
There are a couple of parcels that have
real potential. About that.
They are old homes that maybe had ranch estate next to them with the corrals and stables and arenas that are for sale or have, you know, maybe the family moved on and the property is still available. different things that might already have infrastructure or are vacant and have water and road access. So there is think outside the box.
But Allison makes a good point. I thought the county already purchased the property for
this. County did purchase some property, and I know county is trying to be financially astute at
this
point in time.
Well, this was not an astute purchase.
But in going forward, but it was just something that was brought forward to the RAC to think about and to ask the public and members of different boards. Just, like I said, think outside the box. If there's something that pops up in your neighborhood, I often drive by this parcel on Lone Mountain itself that's further down. Actually, no.
What's it going to be used for?
Because yeah, you know, unless it's 5 acres or more,
exactly.
It's unusable.
So five or more acres?
Yeah, I would think five
I've
acres.
Already told her about the one on Guy Avenue several times.
There you go.
I introduced her to the owner.
So this is not a discussion point. This was just a public comment.
Well, it's just a little odd because of the whole purchase of the other one.
So it's just something to think about.
To be used for what?
To be used for equestrian multi-use. She's trying to help further enhance the equestrian multi-use aspect of our two districts, actually multiple districts around the whole valley, that are missing out on having a facility, even if it's a smaller facility, like you say, a 4-H, or it could even be expanded where it has, I mean, in my vision, it could be not just 4-H, it could also be expanded to be like community garden, something like what NARA has nearby. They have a community garden that they help sponsor and propagate vegetables and different produce that can be beneficial. You could tie in schools. I mean, think outside the box was the quote-unquote words for us to work on some. So they're just something to think about.
Don't shoot me for saying this, but there is a property that's up for sale off of Tenaya. It is currently where the UNLV rodeo team resides with their horses, but it is a private property, and it has just gone up for sale.
It's been up for sale for 5 months.
The other portion of it now, there's two different for sale signs. So that might be something that they could look into. And then in conjunction with that, maybe they can make some kind of a concession that the UNLV kids can still use it as home for their rodeo team horses. So that's an option. But who knows? And I don't know what the sale price on it is. But there's just a for sale sign out front. That's all I know.
What?
Bath. No.
No, it's Rome.
It's with a B.
No.
No, it's not. It's Tenaya.
Centennial.
No, it's the one that Amanda is off of. Dale.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Yeah, no, it's just north of the 215.
Bill Parr.
Okay.
Next meeting, September 8th, 2026.
Did you guys want to make any comments?
Well, I think they have an item that's supposed to be on the agenda.
I think that we couldn't hear it anyway.
Right.
Okay, September 8th. We're back at it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.